At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode, a very special episode. This is our second week in a row, Kaylin, of having Bachelorette on our episode.
Oh, yeah. We just had Hannah Brown, and now we have...
Rachel, we love you. How
both.
Are you?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we had a fun night last night.
We did. Dean is currently in the fetal position on my lap.
With the sunglasses on.
Too much fun.
Are you hungover, Rachel?
No, I feel like wine doesn't really make me that hungover.
Oh, that's nice.
If it was like tequila, then I would be in the fetal position as well.
If Hannah's mom had any say in it, it would have been tequila.
True.
Well, yeah, so we're here in Napa. We went and saw some great performances last night. We saw Calista Clark. Rodney Atkins. And we saw Scotty McCreery. Jesus. I was close.
And Scotty McCreery knows who Kaylin is.
Oh my gosh, I was freaking out.
Yeah,
I was fangirling.
Okay, I grew up watching American Idol, but I don't remember many people. And I remember Scotty McCreery's audition, and I like perfectly his voice. And I had the biggest crush on him. I don't know if it was middle school or high school. I don't anymore, obviously. But we met him last night. He was on stage performing. He was so good. Of course, he's like such an incredible singer. And me and Hannah took a photo with him. And then he's like, "You're from North Carolina, right?" And I was like, "Wait, how the heck do you know that?" So my little middle school self was freaking out a little bit.
Freaking out just a little bit?
Just a little bit. But he said he watched the show, so he knew who I was.
Scotty McCreery confirmed Bachelor Nation.
He's a part of
Bachelor Nation.
I'm surprised he hasn't been. He might have been at some point, but you know how like they have musical acts on the date sometimes?
Maybe. I don't think he has.
Yeah, not that I can remember.
Can you imagine
showing up to your date, Scotty McCreery? Is there?
Did you have any good performers on yours?
I had Brett Young and Ashley Cook.
Wait, I had Brett Young too.
Did you have Brett Young?
Yeah, that's so funny.
My God. Brett Young also confirmed Bachelor Nation.
He's honestly so sweet, and his wife is so, so sweet.
I had Restless Road too.
Okay.
They're like a smaller, well, they're pretty big now, but they were on the X Factor. Mm. And then they kind of like have been, what do you say? They're like blowing up. Yeah. They're getting super big, but they're awesome. But yeah, no, the country music acts are always so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Dean had a really good one.
Do you remember who was mine? I can't remember.
Yes, Rascal I love Flatts. Him. Russell Brand.
Russell Crowe.
None of these are right. I can picture his face. I can picture the art. It's like a blue background or he's wearing blue.
He's kind of hot.
Russell. I love him. You would recognize
him. Russell Dickerson?
Yep. Wow, you're good. Good job.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That's a good same. One.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea who he is at the time.
Dean doesn't like country, so he did not care.
I do remember after he performed, he kind of blew up, same thing, like for a couple years. But I haven't really seen much from him lately.
Yeah, he kind of has been quiet, but he's still really good.
Yeah. So they get some good performers on that show, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm a country music fan. Me and Rachel are from the South, so we like country. But we're out here in Live in the Vineyard goes country.
And we're going country with them.
And it's so fun to be here to hear all of these acts like Rodney Atkins, Scotty McCreery, Sarah Evans. Grew up on them. Like my first heartbreak listening to them. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
But now I'm married to my husband and no more heartbreak.
Did you listen to them like to get over your heartbreak?
Sarah Evans. Yes. There's this one song by her that I like listen to nonstop.
I think I know which one you're talking to.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
What I'll have to look it up.
I know
exactly what you're talking
about.
It's
like a really sad song. I think it was about her divorce or something.
I used to have all of them on my iPod Touch.
Yes.
In high school, and I'd be walking down like listening to like
so moody.
Feel like
a little bit stronger.
Oh my gosh. So I literally good. Could karaoke that song
oh,
right now.
I know every single word.
Is by that
your,
heart.
That's your breakup song.
It was in middle school.
What's your breakup song?
I actually assign a breakup song to each one of my exes. Really? And usually Taylor Swift, yes. But it's like a thing I do in my mind. And then when I hear
so
it,
so do you
I'm
have 30
like,
breakup songs just from your season alone?
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, a lot of those guys don't deserve a breakup song, though, let's be honest.
Agreed. Yeah. No, I agree, but they still get assigned, whether mm-hmm. they like it or not.
Gotcha.
That's so funny.
I have a breakup song. It's Where Are You?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm So Sorry.
Not an emo breakup.
Yeah. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat.
Wait, who is
it's
that?
It's Blink-182, oh, you
duh.
Guys.
Duh.
Come on. It's not emo.
Duh.
Blink-182 is 100% emo.
It's a little emo.
That's what you were like headbanging to at the wedding, wasn't it?
Was I?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Blink-182.
Well, we definitely listened to some Blink-182, but I don't know if it was that
song. I think that's
specific.
The one where you lost your hat. He had this really expensive Kemosabe hat.
We were
that
talking
someone
about
almost
that.
Stomped on.
Yeah. Shout out to Kelly for saving it.
Yeah.
No, that was a different Blink-182 song.
Okay.
Because why would I be listening to my breakup song at my
at
wedding?
At my wedding.
But it's not like they knew, I guess. But yeah, so we're here live in the vineyard. We're Napa Goes Country and we're going country with it. Rachel is joining us. Rachel, give us some life updates, will you? What's going on with you?
Life updates. I finished Paradise, all that airing, and then I've just been traveling around like you guys. So it's been a lot of fun.
You just got back from London.
I was England? Just in England. Yeah. Well, I went to London. I went to like Northern and Southern England. So beautiful.
Was that a solo trip or did you go with a friend or?
I went with Jill from my season
right.
of The
that's
Bachelor.
Right. That's
and
great.
And she's so funny. We had the best time. And yeah, so it's been fun like traveling around, but it's time for me to go back to flying. So I've been like in the process of like, I need actually lessons right now because I've been out of practice for like a year.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I remember how to fly before I teach again.
There's a big like pilot shortage going on too, right? But they've been saying that for a few years now.
Yeah, they've been saying that because all the pilots kind of retired with COVID.
Oh. Mm.
They just took like early retirement and we also have a mandatory retirement age. So they were in a bit of a shortage, but I think right now it's slowing down. My best friend texted me and he's like, you better hurry up because they're not going to be hiring as quickly anymore.
Oh, wow.
But I think he's just trying to say that to scare me because him and my dad are like conspiring against me to get me to go back to flying.
I remember.
Well, she can answer this question that we just had on the last podcast.
Yeah. So
how important are the computers?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So there's certain things that you have to fly with. And I assume for the airlines, again, I'm not trained in the jet, but if a certain Avidyne system is down when I'm flying, I would probably just not fly that day because I don't know what else is going to fail along with that.
Mm. Interesting.
So yeah, it's funny because you guys had a GPS failure and Blake Moynes just had one in the plane he was in. So GPSs are failing.
That's
was his flying or they didn't take off?
They had an emergency landing.
Oh, wow.
See, okay.
That's almost word for word exactly how I described it. Avidyne failure. I said that word.
He's a pilot. Secretly.
No. Okay. So what happened with us, the computers failed. They didn't take off. It took 3 hours. They're like, computers are working. And then they're like, computers are back up. Get everyone boarded. We're about to take off. And they failed again and said it was worse than they thought. So what if we were in the air, would we have crashed?
No, it's not going to crash. There's backup systems for all like your glass cockpit stuff, which is like what you can see on the screen. And again, I've not flown in a jet, but I do know in the small planes I fly, if my Avidyne were to fail, I still have a backup.
Okay.
But I mean, they're not going to continue the flight. I mean, maybe back like in the 60s when everything was more like glass cockpit, but I don't know. I would assume not.
Okay.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
That's fun, though. So you are getting back into flying. Mm-hmm. So you're like settling down a little bit, not traveling as much. And
yeah, it's time to get back into that.
How does that work for you? Like, do you go to Santa Monica Flyers or like the small general aviation airports and just start flying?
Yeah. So I was at a flight school near Tampa, Florida. Uh-huh. And that's where I worked right after the bachelorette. And then I moved out to LA and I was like, I'm going to start working out here. But then Paradise started like popping up and I'm like, I don't want to go back again and have to leave again. Mm-hmm. And it just like makes it difficult at the flight school because the boys, they are so mean and they make fun of me.
Really?
And they all watch it. Yes. And they all talk about me behind my back.
No.
No, dead serious. And they say such actually mean things.
What?
They're horrific. Men suck. Sorry, Dean.
That's okay. Oh. I agree with you.
But you know how it is.
Yeah. And, like, no, that's awful.
Yeah. So I was just taking a break. Just so I didn't have to deal with it. Hmm. And now I feel like it's blown over enough where I could just go back and like take a couple like quick refreshers before I teach again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he trained to be a pilot.
Santa Monica. Yeah.
Do you know anyone there?
I do. I can't tell you the name off the top of my head though. I think, well, so I'm still on like the email list for them and I'm pretty sure they're always looking to hire teachers.
Tell me you have a friend. Who needs a job?
I can't. I will. It's me. I don't think they...
You could teach Dean because Dean wants to get back into it.
I do want to get back into it. I thought it'd be so cool if Kaylin... Because there's a general aviation airport right near our house. Well, 20 minutes away from our house. I was like, how cool would it be if I was just like, hey, let's rent a Cessna and fly up to Montana for the weekend?
No, you should. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I really think if I can do it, anyone can do it. I always say that. I'm so serious. If I can fly a plane, we could all learn. And then you could teach Kaylin.
Well... Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily be worried about not knowing how to. So when I was doing lessons, I was doing it pretty rigorously for a few months. And this other guy that I knew was also taking lessons. And he like got obsessed with it, got super like into it and graduated like super fast and knew everything. And I was like kind of comparing myself to him. And I was like, this guy is way more into it than I am. And I feel like since I don't have the same like gusto as he does, I felt kind of bad. And so I stopped. Well,
you were doing bachelor stuff and trying to be a pilot?
I wasn't trying to really be a. I was just trying to get like my private pilot's license. You know what I mean? Not like yeah. be. Not like be a.
But you were doing bachelor stuff also, right? Like you were being an influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes sense. Like you're not solely focused on that.
Oh, I see your point. But he was like the CEO of a big company, and he still found a way mind. To make it work.
No, it's actually such a thing, and I don't know what it's like in like other majors, but in my college, it was so competitive. And the people would come up to you every day, like we would all be in our private pilot lessons and they'd be like, which lesson are you on? Have you done your solo? Have you done this? I already did this. Like,
yeah.
It's insane. And like some of the people that are in flight school are just very, very into flight school. Mm. And I think you can have a balance. Like yeah. I like to fly, but it's not like my obsession.
Doesn't consume you.
Like some of the kids in my school, which like all power to them, they would like go home after class and like do flight simulator on their mm-hmm. like windows
yeah.
like and I'm like, why do you want to do that all day?
Right.
Like to me, I'm like, I have other interests, but there yeah. are people who get a little too
did they
into
ever
it.
Did it ever huh. discourage you because they were like way more into it than you were?
Yeah, and people were like passing me up. And one time I had this guy again, like I could do a full podcast about how much the men in the aviation industry are just horrible, but they came up to me and he was like, oh, are you still in like your instrument course? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm surprised you haven't quit yet. Or like dropped out yet.
What a dick.
What?
I know. And I'm like, what? But they genuinely think like that. Yeah. If you're not obsessed with it, why are you like yeah. not dropping out?
Oh, geez.
And I finished high school. So
do you ever, like, because I think when I was doing, I was like, when I was single at the time, I was like, I think it'd be so cool to be able to like take a date in an airplane. Did you ever take like boys in your airplane as like no. a date? No.
No, they asked me that like when I was interviewing for The Bachelor. Like, have you ever taken a date? I'm like, no, I'm not taking anyone up there.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't want to. Like, I don't want to take my boyfriend up there who doesn't know what he's doing. Like, I just would get stressed out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe one day.
I'd want to take Kaylin. I think it'd be romantic.
Yeah.
Cute.
You guys can have date night.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little scared of
flying. She's like, yeah. Are you scared?
Yeah.
Even if I was flying?
Yeah, I just
or
don't like planes.
If I was flying.
I don't like planes in general, especially small planes. I get freaked out. Anytime we hit turbulence, I'm freaking out.
And you can really feel it in those small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You can feel every bump, but it might help you get over your fear because he can explain everything. You can fly really low so you feel more comfortable.
We could let you take over the controls a little bit.
Yeah, you could. It's like a boat. Like, as long as you don't stall. Yeah,
I think it'd be so cool to get like your rotorcraft license and fly helicopters.
I was always like thinking I wanted to do that, but it's so difficult.
Oh yeah. It's and like, way more expensive too, right?
Yeah. The aerodynamics of a helicopter are like completely different. And I don't know if I have it in me.
Yeah. Have you seen Society of the Snow?
Someone just told me to watch that.
You should. It's really good.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to like, because isn't the full movie about a crash?
Is that what you just watched?
Yeah. The cannibals in
Uruguay. I guess so. It's subtitles, right?
It is subtitles.
So I wasn't reading the subtitles. So I was just watching what happened.
It's a true story, right?
Yeah, true story. And it won a bunch of awards. The movie did.
Hmm.
I just heard about that. Yeah, and maybe.
It's good. If you want to sit down and read subtitles for 2 hours, I like kind of zoned in and out a little bit. But I got the gist of it. True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer,
gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Should we talk about dating? Since yeah. We're a dating podcast.
Sure.
I'm just going to pivot.
You're pivoting.
Yeah.
Pivot.
A very natural pivot.
So natural. Well, it's a little less natural now that you've talked about it for so long, but yeah.
Yeah. So we're with The Bachelorette. How is dating life?
I'm not really dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had like juicy tea, but I'm just not dating right now. I don't know. I feel like it's so hard coming off the show to like find someone to date. Like I'm not on the dating apps. I'm not really putting myself out there at like the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, where am I supposed to meet someone?
I think you're doing the right thing by like going to England with girlfriends and traveling. And that's like the best way to meet someone.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to meet someone international and just move overseas. It's my dream.
I said it yesterday. I got to say it again. Why don't you and Blake Moynes just date?
I know we were talking about this last night. And I feel like everyone just like wants us to date because
we
were
so cute
in the same situation mm-hmm. in paradise kind of. But I always tell Blake this, Blake just isn't like my type. He's very manly man and I'm not like in my manly man phase right now. I'm more in my like soft boy feminine phase. And he makes so much fun of me. We talk about it all the time, but it's like, I can't get over it. I need mm-hmm. to like,
Do you think you're his type? Like, do you think that if you were into it, he would be into it?
I don't think so, just because we're such good friends. And I know people say that all the time. Like, the Susie and Justin, like, they're so close and they ended up dating. I just genuinely think we're meant to be friends. And if something were to ever happen, it would have already. Yeah. And it just, I think there's no really interest there for either one of us.
That's fair.
I know. It's not what people want to hear. But
no, but it's a fun time in your life to just like travel around and go to bars and randomly meet people in England or
what a random trip to go to England for 2 weeks, like Northern England. Isn't it kind of like bad weather up there?
Southern England.
Well, North and South. Right?
I went North and South.
Isn't it kind of bad weather up there?
It actually wasn't that bad of weather, but it rains like every day in England. But I'm from Florida where it rains every single day. But yeah, so beautiful. It was such a nice trip, but I still want to go to Africa like you guys just did and your trip looked amazing, so that's like next on the bucket list. I would love to do that.
Well, Blake Moynes goes to Africa all the time.
I know, I ask, he won't take me,
just saying,
because I don't know how to camp. I only know how to stay in hotels.
That's what we did.
You can still do it that way, like we did. We stayed at a nice Four Seasons.
No, he's
very
stays,
bougie.
See, like that's the kind of travel I would like. He stays in like tents in the middle of Amazon.
That's the kind
that
of trouble
freaks
I like.
Me out because you there's go, animals everywhere.
You guys go on a girls trip to Africa and Blake and I will sleep in tents and
perfect
not shower for weeks.
Ugh. Yeah,
that sounds pretty good to me. While you were in England, how come you didn't want to like bop around to any other countries out there?
So we were basically just like planning out the trip in England, so this was just like just what we had planned. But I've been like all over Europe just because I'm on my best friend's flight benefits. So I'm in Europe all the time. So this was just like this little planned trip to England. And I've been there like 3 times since the beginning of the year. I love England.
It's just hard to get there from the West Coast.
Yes.
Harder at least.
It's 11 hours, which is not fun. But
do you ever go west from California? Like, do you ever go to Japan or any Asian countries or anything like that?
I just went to Malaysia.
Oh, nice. Mm.
But I went the opposite way. Like I went to England.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went from England to Malaysia, and then Malaysia, Japan, and then over. So I like circled the globe in a week, which was a lot.
Jeez.
But I know it's been fun though traveling. Like I'm very thankful to be able to like do this at least for this small part.
Did you like Malaysia?
I love Malaysia.
Did you go to Kuala Lumpur?
Yes. Nice. Yes. We went there and then we went to like Borneo.
Oh, nice.
And then kind of like this little island off of it. And it was so beautiful. Mm.
Did you eat durian when you were over there?
No, is that the fruit?
The nasty fruit.
I've heard of that, but I have not tried it.
Because I've been to Malaysia as well, and when I was there, I met up with some locals, and they're like, you have to try the durian. And I was like, the stuff that smells like gasoline, are you sure?
Were they like hazing you?
Well, they like love it out there, apparently.
Yeah, they do.
But if you're not from there, I don't think you have to acquire a taste for it. And so I ate some, and I almost puked.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard it's good. You just have to get past the smell.
That's what I heard too. Does it taste bad?
I remember it being just awful, like the worst thing ever. And I was shocked that people sell it and other people eat it. But
interesting.
What does it taste like?
I just remember it being tasting like gasoline. Huh. But maybe I'm misremembering. Because the smell is obviously really bad. They sell it on every corner over there. You know what I mean? So it's got to be good, I guess, once you get past it.
It's big in a few countries. I haven't been to Malaysia, but I know maybe Thailand?
Maybe.
Singapore? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah. Gross durian. I did a similar trip like that once, except I went west. I started in Bali and then went to Malaysia and then went to Greece and then went to, I think, Denmark. And then I went somewhere, but I kept going west all the way until I circumnavigated.
Oh my, that was kind of my plan. Nice.
Have you done any solo travel, like totally by yourself?
I went to England by myself on the way to Malaysia.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Which is my first like international solo trip. And it was like, I know England isn't like, I don't know, the most like exciting place for this solo trip, but it was so fun that I like did it by myself.
Yeah.
And I went to see like a musical and went to dinner and it was like so nice. I did it on my birthday.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So yeah, it was nice. But that was the first time I did any solo traveling and I would definitely love to do more. Mm-hmm. Have you done any?
No, I was supposed
to. I know you do all the time.
Yeah.
I was supposed to like 5 years ago go to Denmark by myself and then meet up with him, but he broke his hip. And so I went straight to him.
Doing what?
Skiing. I broke my leg skiing in Switzerland.
Broke his femur, not his
hip. Oh, no.
Well, dislocated my hip.
Yeah. But I have a trip booked in July, like solo right now to go to Copenhagen, I think is where it's booked. So
I'm so we'll see if I do jealous. It. That'll be amazing.
We'll
That's
see.
So high, like on my list. It looks phenomenal.
I know. I looked and it's supposed to be like the safest place for a woman to travel solo. Because that's what freaks me out is like mm-hmm. being a woman.
What do you give yourself probability wise of actually going on the trip?
60.
That's good.
Yeah. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
And I've heard great things, like you said, where it is safer for women to travel there. Which is so sad that we have to think about that.
I know.
Because like Dean can go anywhere he wants.
Anywhere by himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Is it nice?
It is very nice. I will say that traveling alone is the best thing anyone could ever do for themselves. Because when you're traveling with a partner or a friend or whoever it is, you're like having to do things that make them happy, which is totally fine. You know what I mean? But when you're by yourself, you wake up and you do what you want. You eat what you want. You go where you want. And you just kind of learn a lot about yourself through that.
Yeah, it was a little eye-opening because we went to Italy a few weeks ago and the things that we wanted to do were vastly different. So I was like, I should just go on my own trip and figure out. Because I just like to eat a lot. I like to bop around different restaurants and shop and go to vintage shops. So yeah, I think I'll go.
You should
go. It's just such a long flight.
Yes.
Yeah. And it would be an economy.
How long would it be to get to Copenhagen?
I think 12 hours. Am I wrong?
It's probably about that, yeah.
Yeah, about 12.
Yeah, it's still a long time.
So long.
In an economy too.
Yeah.
I always think I can do it. And then I'm like halfway through the flight and I'm like, I would
anything
to get off right now.
Yes.
Well, we get spoiled. Like on certain trips, we'll get a fly first class or business class or something like that.
Yeah.
Because like a brand will pay for it. And then we'll like pay our own way out. And I mean, I personally would not pay for the upgrade.
It's like $10,000 now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It makes no sense.
It really
but
is.
But I saw, I think it's New Zealand Air or something that does... You're in economy and you book the whole row and it turns into a bed.
Oh, yeah,
like they'll turn it into a bed for you. It's called
and
a couch.
It's so much cheaper.
Yeah. It's like the economy couch, which I really want to do.
You like book the three seats right there. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
And I feel like that would be better than like Comfort Plus or like the upgrade. Cause
right.
that's still like sitting up.
Yes.
No, that would be iconic.
I know. I'm thinking about that, but I think it's only to New Zealand right now. Hmm. I don't know.
I feel like our airlines. Yeah. Could never.
We love it.
Well, so you're not dating. That's good. I think, like Kaylin said, I think that's a good thing. Focus on yourself.
Yeah, especially if you're like traveling a lot, traveling alone, it's the best time to learn about yourself.
If you guys know anyone, though, let me know.
Do we know anyone?
I was trying to think not yesterday.
Person.
I don't think we do.
I don't
not
really
anyone
think.
That's
what
like,
everyone always tells me.
Up to like, Rachel's caliber.
Yeah. My friend just broke up with his girlfriend, but you're way too good for
Ew.
Him. We don't name names. No, it's okay. Well, that's good. That's good. What else do we want to talk to Rachel about while we got her here?
Well, our plans today in Napa.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to go to a wine. Well, you got to work. You sweet boy have to work.
I do.
And we're going to go to a concert. See Ernest.
Oh,
Ernest Johnson.
I don't know if he has a last name. He has a last name, but I don't know what it is.
Period.
Ernest. Yes.
We're seeing Ernest.
And then I think we're going to go to Domain something. They've got sparkling wine. We're going to do wine tasting if you want to meet us there. I'm telling you our plans.
You guys have to go to Prisoner and see the Francisco Goya paintings.
So I think we might do both.
That's what Maddie was saying earlier, at least. You got to go.
I want to do the wine cave.
We're trying to figure that
figure
one
out. Where the cave is.
Oh, the wine cave.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the Francisco Goya thing real quick? If you guys see, if you guys go there and they have a print of Saturn devouring his son, it's my favorite piece of art ever made. If they have that, you have to buy it for me.
Of course. What's your budget?
Well, it's not going to be an original. It should probably just be a print.
Yeah, but remember that your favorite David Shrigley, these like knockoff David Shrigley pieces of art were like $5,000.
Yeah, we went into a what do you call that? A display?
An art gallery.
Yeah, that's right. And there was a bunch of David Shrigley all over, and I was like, I'm gonna buy one. I have to. And they're
pulled
like,
over his car. His truck's in the middle of the road, just like leaves me in there. I was like, what the hell?
And I see the prices. And David Shrigley is very famous, but like not huge. You know what
I
mean?
If you've been to London, it's sketch. You know that famous it's like a tea room and restaurant.
Oh sketch. Yeah, I haven't been there, but I know all what you're
of
talking
the,
about.
Okay, so all of the art is David Shrigley. That's how he found him.
And so I went into
this is David Shrigley.
I went into the gallery and I saw the prices were $5,000 and I was like, oh, these must be originals then. And they're like, nope, they're just prints. I was like, why would I spend $5,000 on a print?
And it's crazy because I bought him for his birthday like a $50 David Shrigley book. I got so off topic. Which you could just rip those out and frame them because it's like all of his art.
Prints.
Yeah.
So dumb.
I would love to own an original David Shrigley.
Anyways, though. I'll buy that for you.
An original David Shrigley?
No. This Saturn thing you want.
Oh, Saturn devouring a sun.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hate it, but I love it.
Okay.
I can't wait to look this up.
But it's...
I'm so curious.
I took an art history class in college, so I know like a lot about art. You know?
Took one class. He's like, I'm educated.
But it's Rachel's first time in Napa, so we got to show her around.
Mm.
You work and then meet us meet up with us.
Saturn devouring his son?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
Son. No, his son.
His, like,
Saturn devouring his child's son.
Did you see the,
it literally is blurred out on Google Images.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like he's eating the sun above.
That's so messed up.
It's my favorite
Where
piece
are you
of
gonna
art.
Put
oh, I'll
that.
Never buy that.
Oh, I love it so much.
Where are you going to put that?
We're going to hang it in the
I
bedroom.
I thought he was eating the sun that gives us life.
That's no, exactly S-O-N. What I thought too.
So just if you see that.
Disgusting.
Go buy it for
that
me,
is
please.
Insane. Ah! Not judging art. I know it's all subjective.
It's so
but
cool.
I'm scared of this.
Well,
one.
What is the meaning behind it?
It's He's really Saturn's devouring his son. Is this like a really Roman god?
I don't know.
Isn't Saturn
is probably
a Roman,
yeah, Roman or Greek god or something. I don't know. Who knows? Just think it's cool. Anyways, you guys are going to go to a vineyard.
No, you're going to meet up with us.
I know that, but what's your plan? Girls
right now
out?
We have Domaine booked. It's sparkling wine. It's gorgeous. Very. I went the first time I was here in Napa. Then I think we'll go to Prisoner and then we'll find the cave or a cave then.
So you guys are going to be just drinking all day?
Well, it's little tiny tastings.
Little tiny tastings.
So yeah.
That's great.
And cheese boards.
And cheese. Lots of cheese.
So excited.
Are you? And you're going to go back to live at the Vineyard?
Yeah, we're going to see Ernest and then see Sarah Evans tonight.
And can you sing a Sarah Evans song for me right now?
No.
Woke up late today.
Yes, that's the one.
That's is that
a little
it?
Bit stronger.
We're doing karaoke later.
Nice.
Just give us a couple
we'll
sips of
wine.
We'll
sing all heartbreak songs on karaoke. All right. Well, that's cool. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you. You're joining us. I don't know why you seem like
well,
you're not.
Well, I'm only going to be joining you for the second half of that.
Okay.
So I hope the
Can't
first
wait.
Half is even better.
It will be.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Suckers. Rachel, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything else you want to touch on before we say goodbye officially?
I wish you well.
Oh my God, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.